boyfriend walking down the street. He was standing all shaky, hands all sweaty, and he could hardly speak. I might as well take a minute or two to put you onto some game. You got a boy like him, a man like me, and that's just not the same. And never mind an SMS, what you need is a sweet caress. Everybody wanna talk too much, but what you need is a special touch. Ooh, girl, wouldn't that feel right? A little dinner with a candlelight. And really, when it comes down to it, pick a man that's down to fight. I'll give you bona fide loving, oh, 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 the type that makes me feel old. I'll give you bona fide loving, oh, 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 the type that makes me feel old.
Time for Brainbuster, the pro wrestling quiz show here on the PWO Place to Be Nation Network. I'm Matt Denton on the board, and here's your host, a man that Jimmy Valiant calls the best black athlete in the world, Johnny Sorrow.
What'd you say, Honky? Damn, I headbutt you, motherfucker. All right. I felt like I got some new music to start the new year, something a little funky, a little chromio. Welcome to Brainbuster. Number 8, The Farce Awakens.
You're a couple of months too late on that.
What? What's
you're,
that?
You're a couple of months too late on that.
Hey, well, you know, you're never too late for a really bad Mad Magazine type joke. You know? What me worry? Hey, it's Brainbuster number 8. The first Brainbuster of 2016. I am your host, Johnny Sorrow, Matt Denton on the board. And we're kicking things off for the new year, right? As we've got our defending champion on the line. Marty, how are you, sir?
It don't mean a thing unless your girls call me the champ. Woo!
Yes, very convincing. Also, returning to Brainbuster, the one, the only, the almost spoiler last time came out of nowhere. Real Cinderella story is Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Keeping it all together?
I'm keeping it together, finding rare footage every day.
Oh, that's good to hear. And joining us for the very first time on Brainbuster, he was supposed to be on once before and fell asleep. But it was just teasing. He was teasing his arrival. The one, the only, my partner, my good friend, everyone's favorite intellectual at PWO, Parv. How you doing, Parv?
How you doing, Johnny? And I just want to say right now that there's no money in Marty as a champion. Like, the money in Marty is chasing the belt. Nobody wants to see him defending the belt, basically. So, you know.
Because that's risky business.
Yes. Well, we're going to get this kicked off right with one of everyone's favorite games. The Dan Shockett Memorial Headlines Cup game. As you all know, the wrestling magazines of the 60s, 70s, and 80s put out by the, we used to call them the After Mags, but there's lots of them, the Napolitano Mags too, would have lots of very original stories that they completely made up because, you know, they had to fill the, fill the magazines, and some were silly, some were not, but I've made up a few and I've written down a few real ones. Everyone's going to get a couple turns. If you have to guess if it's real or I made it up. And we're going to start with our returning champion, Marty. And here is your first headline. You ready?
I am indeed.
All right. Jim Brunzell, a photo from the future.
Fake.
No, that's a real one.
You fucking suck.
I wonder what that photo looks like. It's his grave. Let's see, Ryan. Will Pac Song turn the American dream into Dusty Rhodes' nightmare?
Real.
Sorry, fake. That's all Johnny. All right, Parv. Ken Patera, man on the run from himself.
Gotta be real. Real.
It is real. Very good, sir. Par with our first points on the board. Very good. Okay, Marty. Let's see. The Samoans invade Mid-South. Who can stop them? A special report by Mr. Olympia.
Real.
Fake.
Damn.
Do they even have a Mid-South run?
What's that?
Did they even have a Mid-South run, Samoan?
Yes, they did.
They did. Yeah.
Remember Ernie Ladd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ryan. Fred Blassie and the Wolfman. Can the WWF fan favorites survive the brain and the brutality?
I'm going to say fake.
That is fake. Very good. Very good. Ryan on the board. Parv. Now it can be told, Mrs. Buddy Rogers, I made my husband quit wrestling.
No, bollocks, fake.
That is real, sir.
Oh!
Mrs. Nature Boy. She's got an apron and a rolling pin. And bashing him on the head.
When was that? When was that from?
I didn't write down the years, dude. I just get the headlines. Okay, Marty. Marty.
Yep.
Sergeant Slaughter, I'm only following orders.
Real.
That is real. Marty on the board.
Here we go.
All right, all three contestants on the board. Ryan. Bulldog Brower is as sane as I am by Captain Lou Albano.
Real.
That is real. Very good. That's probably my favorite one I found, too, by the way. Okay, Parv. The Briscoes turn bad. Now there is no hope for wrestling.
God. Oh, go on, real.
It is real. Very good. There's no hope. Jack and Jerry are bad. It's all over. It's all over. And that game is all over. Very good. At the end of that round, what's our score, Matt?
Well, the reigning defending champion is lagging behind, sucking at one point. With Ryan and Parv straight on ahead with 2 points apiece.
Very good. Now we're going to move on to our next round. And this is called the Starcade game. Couldn't think of anything witty. But basically.
Stars in their eyes?
Nah. Stars in their eyes. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I wrote this before Bowie died. I'm sure I could have come up with something there. But so basically, I'm going to. The first person gets to pick. I'm going to give you three Starcades. And you pick which one you want. And then you will bid how many wrestlers' names you can name that appeared, wrestled, in the ring, wrestled at that Starcade. And then the next contestant can either challenge you to do what you, to name that many, or try to name more, and so on and so on. And if you name all the ones you said you could, you get a point. If you don't, the person who challenges you get a point. So we're going to start this
game.
Well, you know, I like to throw a...
That'd be too easy.
We're going to start with Marty, who's in last place. Here are your choices. Starcade 84, Starcade 88, or Starcade 96?
Starcade 96.
96. All right, there's 18 names. How many do you think you can name?
12.
Ryan, can you name more than 12, or do you challenge Marty?
Challenge.
Okay, Marty, 12 names and go.
Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper.
Yes.
The Giant.
Yes.
Lex Luger.
Yes.
Jushin Liger.
Yes.
Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
Dean Malenko.
Yes.
Ultimo Dragon.
Yes.
Chris Benoit.
Yes.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yes.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
And my man, Diamond Dallas Page.
That is 12. Very good, sir. Point goes to Marty. The other remaining names are Akira Hokuto, Medusa, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Meng, and the Barbarian. Very good. Now, Ryan, you get to choose between Starrcade 84 and Starrcade 88.
Starrcade 88.
Starrcade 88. 21 names. How many do you think you can name?
14.
14. Parv, can you name more or do you challenge?
Yeah, I can do them all.
You can do them all? Yeah. 21 names.
I'm not going to claim 21. I can be 14, though, easy.
Well, you give me a number.
Well, 15.
15. Okay. Yeah. 15. Now, Marty, can you name more than 15, or do you challenge Parv?
I'll challenge Parv.
Oh, okay. Challenge Parv. Right. Okay. Parv.
Right.
You need to name 15 names from Starrcade 88.
Yep. All right.
Go.
Okay. Ric Flair.
Yes.
God, I'm sweating. Lex Luger.
Yes.
Shit. Ivan Koloff.
Yes.
Russian Assassin number one.
Yes.
Russian Assassin number two.
Yes.
Shit, who was it at Koloff's part? JYD.
Yes.
Fucking hell. Dennis Condrey.
Yes.
Randy Rose.
Yes.
Bobby Eaton.
Yes.
Stan Lane.
Yes.
Christ, how many more have I got to go?
Five.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay. Fulton. Did I say Bobby Fulton already?
No, you didn't. Bobby Fulton. Good.
Yeah. Tommy Rogers.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Barry Windham.
Yes.
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yes, one more.
Oh, shit. One more. There must have been another match. Starrcade 88. Oh, fuck. Arn had left. It's not Arn.
Think about it.
Oh, holy shit. Ron Simmons.
I'm sorry, not Ron Simmons.
Oh,
no. Oh, sorry, Parv. Point goes to Marty. Point goes to Marty. Here's what you left out, buddy. God damn, I think Parv's going to have a stroke. Steve Williams.
Oh, fuck.
Kevin Sullivan. You said Randy Rose, okay. Rick Steiner, Mike Rotunda, Bam Bam Bigelow, Sting, Dusty Rhodes.
Sting.
Hawk was right and there. Animal. Hawk and Animal. Okay. Ooh. You can cut the tension with a knife.
You have failed
your country. It is now, Parv, though, it is your turn.
Oh, God.
And you have Starrcade 84. How many can you name?
Can I just get the rules right? If I go low ball and they go above me, what happens? Can I bid again, or is that it?
Yeah, it goes around till someone challenges.
Okay. Fuck. I'll start low. 10.
10. Okay. Marty, can you name more than 10 from Starrcade 84?
Oh, listening to Parv try to do Starrcade 88 was one of the most entertaining things I've heard in a long time. So I'm going to challenge him to try to name 10 people from Starrcade 84.
You got a challenge?
Yeah, I'm going to challenge.
Oh, you guys blocked Ryan out. Sorry, Ryan, that's part of the game, but you guys blocked Ryan out. It's cutthroat here. I'm Brainbuster. But remember, the game is not over yet by a long shot. Parv, 10 names, Starrcade 84, go.
Right, I'm going to start with Kevin Sullivan because I forgot him. He's got to be on that card.
Let's see here. I'm sorry, Kevin Sullivan does not appear on Starrcade 84.
He was in Starrcade 83.
That's right.
Said, oh, hold on, wait. 84?
84.
I thought it was 94, dude. Oh,
I said 84.
Oh, no, I can do 84. I can do it, but come on. I didn't know it was. I thought it was 94.
Everyone else heard me say 1984. Oh, I did not say 94. I'm sorry. Right?
Harris named some of them.
I heard 84.
84 okay, so for fun, Ryan, just for fun, how many can you name from 84?
Probably 12.
Okay, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Ole Anderson, Keith Larson, Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, Dick Slater, Ron Bass, Ricky Steamboat, Tully Blanchard.
Yes.
Zambui Express.
That's two, yes.
Jimmy That's 12, Valiant. Yeah.
Jimmy Valiant, 13. Very good. But you don't get a point, but you get to show that you knew it. Sorry, Parv. Do we have a choking sound effect, Matt? There we
Ugh, I'm choking. I'm drowning here in my own sweat. Fucking hell.
All right, let's move on.
On behalf of the Queen.
Okay, let's move on to a game we call Hard Times.
That's hard.
Yes, it is, Dusty. As we all know, professional wrestlers often run askew of the law, and there's no shortage of stories. So each of you is going to get two stories. There's no betting on this one. You just try to guess who it is. If you get it right, you get a point. It's very simple. And we're going to start with Ryan. And here is your first story of a wrestler running afoul of the law. In September 2010, deputies were dispatched for this wrestler being loud and unruly. He was seen ingesting multiple pills after the pills were dropped on the ground. Police racked up the charges as he was charged with two counts of possession of controlled substances with intent to distribute, two counts of trafficking illegal drugs, one count of burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, and one count of third-degree grand theft for property stolen between $300 and $5,000. Who is this legendary professional wrestler?
This is from September 2010.
Yes. Take a guess. Don't be looking stuff up. I don't know if you did.
I'm not looking stuff up. I'm not a cheater like anyone else.
I smell Googling.
You don't hear me typing, for Christ's sake.
No, but I can smell it. No, I'm
just teasing, bud.
Go with the Sandman.
Not the Sandman. That wrestler would be Jim the Anvil Neidhart. I'm just picturing him with no shirt. Eating pills off the ground, going, 5 second rule. Okay. Parv, you're next. This wrestler, on March the 8th, 1996, handed over the keys of his car to 20-year-old Colette McCune and let her drive while she was twice over the legal drinking limit. The legal drinking age at the time was 21. He was arrested for giving alcohol to an underage girl and allowing her to drive. Who do you think that might be?
What was the date on it?
What's that?
What was the date on it?
March 8th, 1996.
Under the age, 1996. Bill and he Cosby. Gave a girl. Sean Waltman.
No, that would be the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Oh, I was going to go for Flair, and then I thought maybe if you could.
That's married, like that matters. Okay, yeah. We've got alcohol and girl. Always go Flair, okay?
I thought you were throwing me a curveball.
All right, Marty. This wrestler got high on PCP on October 8th, 2000, while on tour in Brisbane, Australia. The drug, which is known to cause hallucinations, aggression, and dissociative dreamlike effects, caused him to storm from his room, stark naked, and threaten to murder WCW executives. He was arrested and charged with 2 counts of assaulting a police officer, 1 count of indecent exposure, 1 count of disorderly conduct, 1 count of causing bodily harm, and 1 count of possession. Who is this wrestler?
Hoovy Juice, Juventud Guerrera.
That is absolutely correct. Juventud Guerrera. I remember when that happened, reading the story. Say, all he was wearing was his socks. and he had the drugs in. He had the wherewithal to be stashing the drugs in his socks, too. So, all right, a point goes to Marty. And now we go back to Ryan. Let's see, Ryan. On December 22nd, 2010, this wrestler walked into a PNC bank in Collingswood, New Jersey, and handed a robbery note to the teller. He got away with $3,000, but because banks have cameras and he didn't bother to use a mask, you think a wrestler would have easy access to a mask.
He's not illusional.
He was wanted, but he was wanted the following week as wrestling fans themselves contacted the police to help identify him. He was in Atlantic City trying to turn that $3,000 into $3 million. When he discovered that the authorities were looking for him, he did the smart thing and turned himself into the police. He is currently out and doing an indie tour, his post-jail indie tour. Who is this wrestler?
This has to be a masked wrestler because...
Mil Mascaris.
Remember, he did not have a mask during the crime, so.
Mr. Wrestling, too.
Yeah. Sin Cara.
I'm going to say this, but I'm probably wrong. Juventud?
No, not Juventud again. But it was Nick Gage. Nick Gage. He's a
Jesus.
Yeah, he's a relatively big indie star out of CZW. And my favorite part was didn't wear a mask, and then after doing that, let's go to Atlantic City and try to turn that $3,000 into $3 million. He's got a real head on his shoulders.
You know what? I actually think he's back in jail because I believe he broke his parole conditions.
Did he break his parole? I heard him on Cabana's show, and he sounded good. He's like, you know, I was fucked up, and I made a lot of mistakes, and blah, blah, blah. Now he's back in the fucking pokey. There you go. Okay, Parv, you're next. Mm-hmm. On December 27th, 2003, this wrestler went to the house of ex-girlfriend Teresa Halbert. The couple had just broken up, and Halbert was allowing him to come to her house to gather his belongings. While there, he suddenly attacked his ex with a punch to the back of her head. He then took a knife in his possession and stabbed her 3 times in the back, arm, and leg. He was arrested and charged with attempted murder. He blamed the attack on morphine and OxyContin he had taken the night before for his back. He said he had no recollection of attacking her. On June 10th, 2004, he was convicted for the crime and sentenced to 1 year of house arrest, 2 years probation, in order to stay away from Halbert and pay her $18,000 in restitution. Oh, he didn't even have to go to jail.
She should have taken that $18,000 and took it to Atlantic City and turned it into $18,000.
Atlantic City, turned it into... Okay, Parv, who is this legendary professional wrestler?
I don't know. Knee Jack?
Nope, that would be Dick Slater.
Oh,
love the only Dick Slater. Sting showed up and he gave him a swirly in the toilet.
Should have swirled his stash.
Yeah, Dick. I'm loving the fact he's. Oh, I was taking OxyContin and morphine for my back, and you know how that goes. You end up just getting all stabby. He didn't go to jail. That's the Nick Gage just robbed a bank and he goes to jail. All right, Marty. Back in 1998, this wrestler went to the Moon Beach Tanning Salon to get a tan. While there, he inexplicably asked a 15-year-old girl who was working at the salon to lift up her shirt and show him her breasts. He then exposed his private parts to the girl. Oh, he's a real smooth operator. He couldn't pay the $10,000 bond and was forced to sit in a jail cell for a while. Who is this?
I'm just going to go with the first person popped in my head. Jerry the King Lawler.
Well, you know, as a fan of Jerry the King Lawler, I don't think it's fair that you hear 15-year-old girl and immediately think, of course you would think that. But no, this will be another wrestler who then became an announcer, Taz.
Taz. Oh, that makes sense because he's such a weird shade of orange.
I know. Think about it. I thought he was naturally orange. He goes and gets tans.
For some reason, I imagine that Taz has a small penis. I don't know why.
Because he's a midget?
Did they have to put an APB out on an Oompa Loompa?
Beat me off if you can. Survive if I let you. She goes, here comes the pain. All right, what's our score at the end of this round, Mr. Matt?
Well, Ryan and Pav are in second place with 2 points apiece, but my negative reinforcement has worked wonders for the reigning defending champion, who's ahead by 1 point on three.
Oh, I had Marty down with 4 points myself.
Oh, you just got one. Mm. You just got okay. One.
I think he has four, dude. I'm definitely right this time.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, because
sure.
I got two from the card or the Starcade game, and then I got the Hooventude thing right, and I came in yes. with one. Yeah,
four. I was too busy thinking of Quasi Juice.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of Taz showing off his cock, our next game is called Name Those Members. Now, each of you, we're getting the same rules as the Starcade game with the bidding and all, but except for wrestlers on a card, I'm going to give each of you a professional wrestling manager, and you're going to bet how many names you can name of wrestlers he managed. And we're going to start this one with Parv, and your manager, Parv. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, that one would be too easy for you, I think. But fair. Well, no. We're going to do it. I'm going to do it just because you're a wrestler. Ted DiBiase.
Fuck. Is the manager. All right. Okay.
Is
yep.
the manager.
Now, yeah, as the manager. Yep.
He's managed 15 wrestlers.
15. Yeah.
How many yeah. can you name?
I'm going to say 10.
10. Pardon me. Marty, can you name more than 10, or are you going to challenge?
I love challenging Parv.
All right, Parv, 10 wrestlers managed by your all-time favorite wrestler, Ted DiBiase.
Scott Steiner.
Yes.
Rick Steiner.
Yes.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Yes.
Nikolai Volkov.
Yes.
Tatanka.
Yes.
I want to say, Austin, Ringmaster.
Yes.
How many is that? Five?
That is six.
Six. Shit, four more. Who else did he manage? Oh, Fake Undertaker.
Yes.
In the Million Dollar Corporation, shit. Bigelow, did he ever run?
Yes. Two more.
Two more. Bigelow. So, right. Luger's the coup. He didn't manage Luger, famously. Nope. So there's two more. Who could they be? Must have been a tag team. Who was that guy who went on to be like... I don't know, you know, what was his name? The
you tell me. That's the point of the game.
I can't tell you.
Is it Karma?
Kama, yes. Kama, yes.
Yeah, because they melted before down the inn and...
Yes, he Kama, who was Papa Shango and the Godfather,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I was trying to remember
one more. One more.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. Who would have tagged with the IRS at that time? Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to choke at the last minute again. Fuck. Who did he manage? Who did he manage? I'm going to say... oh, no. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Okay, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
no. Virgil.
No.
No.
Bro.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry.
He fuck. Managed yeah, Virgil. I he did. Good. He managed Virgil he against Ultimate Warrior and against... He did. Against Savage in 1988.
Oh, no, no. He was not a manager at the time. I do not count that. I do not count that.
Are you going to box soon?
Yes, I am. Yes, Sid, I am. I'm not okay. Sid would have been a correct answer, but you already said
no!
Virgil.
All right.
Sid would have been a correct answer. Also, King Kong Bundy.
Oh, of course.
The 1-2-3, the 1-2-3 kid.
Oh, I was going to say it.
Santa Claus.
Bonus points. Santa Claus? Bonus imaginary points if you can tell me who that was. Anybody?
Ryan, you know who Santa Claus was, right?
Anyone else?
Anybody?
I can tell.
Balls Mahoney. Hard,
you know? Yeah, it was Balls Mahoney.
Like still there.
Exactly who you want. Exactly.
Balls
yes.
Mahoney.
Yeah. Okay. Henry O. Godwin, briefly. And the other WCW one, and you got, when you said the Steiners right away, I was like, ooh, that's the tricky ones of the WCW ones. Steiners, he also briefly managed Ray Traylor, the Big Boss Man, when he left to the NWO as well.
Oh, yeah.
For a very brief time.
So, but so anyway, like, you don't count him managing in the NWO itself?
No, because he was not the manager of the entire NWO. No. I know you're trying to get that Virgil in there, but you know what I'm talking about. So. Point goes to Marty for the challenge. Ryan, it is your turn. Yes. And your manager is Sir Oliver Humperdinck. And there's a staggering 33 names. How many do you think you can name that were managed by Sir Oliver Humperdinck?
Let's see. I'm going to name 10.
10. All right. And I'm going to let Parv challenge on this one. Parv, can you name more than 10? Or are you going to challenge Ryan?
Oliver Humperdinck. Let me see. Yeah, I think I could probably could eke it out somehow. But
give me a number quickly.
11.
11. Okay, Marty. Can you name more than 11?
I feel bad, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to challenge Parv.
Challenge Parv again. Wow. You know, we're going to have our first actual death on the air. Parv is going to actually have a heart attack. All right.
I mean, I'm laughing. It's hard. Okay, this is really funny. Go, Parv.
It's okay. We can revive him as long as somebody here knows the heart punch.
Oh. Yeah, revive him, the heart punch. Well, you're in England. You're the closest, Matt. You're going to have to go find him.
I'll call 999.
999? Isn't that what Hitler says?
Fuck you.
All right, Parv, 11 wrestlers managed by Sir Oliver Humperdinck, and go.
This is hard. Ox Baker.
Yes.
Michael Hayes.
Yes.
And Jimmy Garvin.
Yes.
And who is the Bad Street?
The Bad Street, yes. Bad Street. That's 4.
My man, Dory Funk Jr.
Yes.
And Terry Funk?
Yes.
He must have managed... fuck. I'm trying to remember his various different... Like, he must have managed Bigelow at some point. Bigelow.
Yes.
How many is that?
That is 7.
Billy Graham.
Yes.
How many is that now? 8?
That's 8. Are you a professor? Count.
One Man Gang.
Yes. Two more.
Two more?
Yes, you now have 9. You said 11.
Abby, Abdullah the Butcher.
Let me look here. Yes, one more.
Oh, Jesus. I knew you should have gone for 10. I knew you should have gone for 10.
Didn't he manage SST or something like that? I'm going to say Fatu.
Fatu, that's 11. Parv comes through with a
break. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, Farb.
Have you got any pain in your chest?
He's the worst, Humperdinck. Who else is on that list? Like, I imagine, like, Zambui Express or something.
Well, yes. Well, not the entire Zambui Express, just Kareem Muhammad. I'm going to give you the list that you didn't say. Paul Orndorff was in WWF.
Oh, yeah, as well. Yeah.
Ivan Koloff, Dale Valentine, Jerry Brown, Bruiser Brody. Kareem Muhammad, also known as Bad Bad Leroy Brown, Kevin Sullivan, Dick Slater, Paul Jones, Joe LeDuc, Maniac Matt Bourne, Lord Humongous, Greg Valentine, Hercules Hernandez, The Nightmare, Gene Anderson, The Great Muda, Bugsy McGraw, Nikolai Volkoff, Bob Orton Jr., and Samu and the Samoan Savage, rounding out the SST.
I think I would have capped out at 13 once I'd finished with those Samoans. I would have sent Zambuis if you'd give me that one. So,
bitching and moaning. All right, Marty, you get the great, the grand, even Ernie Roth, the Grand Wizard, with 32 names. How many can you name?
32. Let's go with 12.
12 names. Ryan, you can challenge.
No, I can name more. I can name 16.
16.
Holy shit.
For Ryan. Parv, are you going to challenge? Which I would highly recommend you probably do that, because I don't want to have you die on the air. Can you name...
We must have seen about 17 of them on Titan, so.
Well, I don't know if we have or not. I'm not going to give that away, but can you name 17?
Jesus.
Or do you challenge Ryan?
Oh, isn't it?
Because here's the thing. If you challenge Ryan and he gets it, he gets a point. If he doesn't, you do. But if you say 17 and don't get it, Ryan gets a point. So.
Grand Wizard.
But I need an answer.
16. No, he has to do more. 17. No. Come on, Ryan.
No, Parv. That means you have to name 17.
No, I thought he gets to bid. I thought he gets to bid again.
No, he just did. God damn it. He just said he can name 16 names. Can you name 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. No.
No. Okay.
No. It's too late. You said yes.
No? I'm taking this as a no. Ryan, no.
No. I'll do it.
Oh, you said no. I'm taking it as a no.
He said yes first. He wants the goddamn point.
I can do it.
This is great TV. A radio.
Let him fight. Let him fight.
Ryan, shut up. Not you, shut Ryan. Ryan, go. 16 names.
16 names. Okay. Superstar Billy Graham.
Yes.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes.
The Masked Superstar.
Hold on. Yes, that's three, right? Yes, okay.
Crazy Luke Graham.
Yes, that's four.
Stan the Man Stasiak.
That is five.
Greg Valentine.
Yes.
Don Morocco.
Yes.
Bob Orton Jr.
Yes. That's 13. You got three more. I'm sorry, that's eight. You've got eight more.
Quite a drop.
Holy shit. It's hard enough.
Jimmy Valiant.
Yes. That's nine.
Mr. Fuji.
Yes, that's 10.
Professor Toru Tanaka.
That is 11.
Don Leo Jonathan.
I am sorry, Ryan, not Don Leo Jonathan. Point goes to Parv.
Yes.
On the challenge.
And he didn't die.
And wait, and Ryan, but Ryan, that was a very, very good effort on a very hard category. Here's what we have on here. Listen to some of these names. Well, Tiger Jeets. Yes, the Sheik, of course. The Iron Sheik as well. Tiger Jeet Singh. The Magnificent Maurice. Johnny Berend. Killer Kowalski. Ernie Ladd. Ken Patera, Pat Patterson, Ivan Koloff, the Master, Blackjack Mulligan, Pampero Firpo, Bobby Duncombe Sr., Buddy Rose, Beautiful Bobby Harmon, George Steele, Bugsy McGraw, Bruiser Brody, and a wrestler I've never heard of, but you might have the greatest name I've ever seen, Jack the Shirtless One McCullough.
Wow.
I've never heard of that one either.
Wasn't that the alias that Jim Neidhart used on his robbing spree?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
hey, John, I reckon we had seen 16 on Titans.
Possibly.
Who was Don Leo Jonathan then?
I don't know off the top of my head, but Don Leo Jonathan was not on any of the places I looked. So
seems like a blessy guy.
Yeah, probably.
No, Blassie wasn't manager in 73. No. He was still wrestling. I think
he might have not had one.
No, I think,
or maybe he was Albano.
When did he manage Fuji and Tanaka? Because it wasn't he with they were with Blassie we saw the other night, didn't we?
They were so then.
That was the later 70s run.
Yeah. All right. What's the score, Matt?
Right now, Ryan's in last place with 2 points. Parv is in second place with 4, but in the lead by 1 point, and it's a close one. Marty's in the lead with 5.
All right.
Come on, so come on, Parv. Do it for Queen and Country.
I just think of the man with the golden gun. Oh, Mr. Bond, you're a murderer just like I'm. When I kill for Queen and Country.
I'm all right now. I got one under my belt, so my nerves have gone.
Okay. Very good. All right, it's time for our final round. But before we do that, I want to ask everyone if you got anything you want to plug. Marty, you got anything going on?
Yeah, tag team's back again. Whoop, there it is. Dropped, and it was Strike Force versus Islanders Part 2. And next week we are recording and wrapping up 1987 tag team wrestling in the World Wrestling Federation featuring the Jumping Bomb Angels and the Glamour Girls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. The ones that Moolah was going to kill with a knife. Right. Right, Barb.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, what do you got going on, bud?
Not much to plug, but I definitely could have swore that Grand Wizard managed Don Leo Jonathan.
I Googled it. He wasn't.
He Googled it.
Well, if I find the proof, because I could have swore I remember seeing footage of a Legends of the Wrestling show where they show Bruno versus Don Leo Jonathan, and you see Graham Wizard at ringside.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you find that and show it to me, you'll get your rematch. But I was going with all the normal sites I go to, and he was not on the list. But all right, Parv, what do you have to what do you got to plug?
Well, we had a Where the Big Boys Play drop the other day. We did Clash 19, I think it was, largely forgotten card. And we also have a new venture, you and I, Johnny, the Mystery Titans Theater, where we watch some of the 70s cards you would have seen the Grand Wizard on, and generally talk all over them while, you know, trying not to kill ourselves. So,
yes, yeah. It's basically...
Whoa, hold the phone. I've just looked it up on cagematch.net. Second yes. person in the client list for the Grand Wizard is Don Leo Jonathan.
Oh, okay.
I can send you the link so you can verify.
Oh, well, I believe you. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give Ryan a point to make up for that. Yeah, that's the best I can do. Ryan, you're going to get a point. You have three now.
Good.
Parv still gets his point because the game was played. But I'm going to give you that point. My error. These things happen, people. Mm-hmm. They're not paying me, okay?
I know. It's.
that's a great decision. A great and honorable decision from Tony.
There we go. See, I'm a good guy. I'm not some clown like Jack Tunney, you know? I get shit done. But anyway, it's time for 10 count. Each of you will get 10 questions. If you don't know, guess, because there's no going back. And we're going to start with Ryan. And here are your questions, sir. Here we go. Number one. King Kong Bundy hailed from blank.
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Correct. John Cena was called blank in UPW.
The prototype.
Correct. Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert were the new blank.
The new dudes or whatever.
Fabulous ones. Wahoo McDaniel was traded to the blank in 1964.
Green Bay Packers.
New York Jets. Blank held the Florida heavyweight title the most times.
Jack Briscoe.
Dusty Rhodes. Uvalde Slim was a ring moniker once used by blank.
Freddie Blassie.
Jack Briscoe. Blank won the Wrestling Observer Worst Manager Award in 1986.
Mr. Fuji.
Paul Jones. At WrestleMania II, the announced team at the Nassau Coliseum was Vince McMahon and Blank.
Susan St. James.
Correct. The Booty Man's finisher was the Blank.
The booty shake?
Nope. The high knee. Get it?
Yeah.
Al Costello and Roy Heffernan were known as the blank.
Fabulous Kangaroos.
That is correct. You got four correct, bringing your score to 7. Is that correct, Matt?
Yes.
Very good. Ryan, you're in the lead right now. But Parv, you are up.
Right.
Let's see. Here are your questions. Blank won the Money in the Bank ladder match at WrestleMania 23.
Oh, fucking hell. When was that? When was WrestleMania
23?
Oh, fuck off. John Cena.
Mr. Kennedy. Harlem Heat won the WCW tag team titles from Blank at Fall Brawl 1995.
Nasty Boys.
Bunkhouse Buck and Dick Slater. The Barbarian's name as a member of the Head Shrinkers was blank.
He was a member of the Head Shrinkers?
Yes.
I didn't know that. God, I had no idea. Fatula.
Sion. Ron Fuller's valet was named blank.
Damn it. I don't know.
Miss Sylvia. The only man to hold the WWF women's title was blank.
There was a was it? I don't know. Pat Patterson.
Harvey Whippleman. Matt Sydal replaced blank in Generation Next in Ring of Honor.
Fuck off. ask me the question again.
Matt Sydal replaced blank in Generation Next.
Oh, fucking Ring of Honor. AJ Styles.
Alex Shelley. Blank was the very first NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Hackenschmidt.
Orville Brown. The original triple threat in ECW were Shane Douglas, Chris Benoit, and blank.
Shane Douglas, Chris Benoit, and... who else was around? I don't know. Sabu.
Dean Malenko. And blank was the first WCW hardcore champion.
WCW hardcore champion.
Yes.
Haku.
Norman Smiley. Wow, that's never happened before.
0.0.
0 points.
I've been set up. You asked me all questions about indies.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I would have gotten most of them.
You have not been set up because I've got a mixture of all kinds of things, and when you hear the other questions, you'll know. Zero.
God damn it, Pav. I had such high hopes for
little
you.
My little nephew's right here. We're doing the show, buddy. Can you just say, I want you to say something for me. Can you do that? Right in the mic. I want you to say, Parv, you blew it.
Parv, you blew it?
There you go. Very good. Nice. You got a future in this business, kid. All right, Marty, you currently have 5. Ryan has 7. You need to get 3 to win.
All right, pressure's on.
And pressure's on.
It is difficult.
Okay. Angelo Poffo's outlaw promotion was the blank.
ICW.
Correct. Randy Savage held the WCW world title how many times?
4.
Correct. Blank beat Terry Funk in the first round of the Wrestling Classic.
Junkyard Dog.
Nope, Moondog Spot.
Okay.
Paul Orndorff and Jimmy Snuka beat Baron Von Raschke and Blank for the NWA Tag Team titles in 1978.
Paul Jones.
Greg Valentine. Tony Atlas regained the ICW title from Blank in a match shown many times on their television.
Oh... Charles has a lot of this on the yearbook. I don't know. Paul Orndorff.
Vic Steamboat.
Okay.
Randy Orton and Edge were called blank.
Rated RKO.
Correct. Rob Van Dam was called blank in 1992 WCW.
Robbie V.
Correct. Claudio Castagnoli, Brian Danielson, and Dave Taylor were called blank during the 2009 King of Trios tournament.
Teamwork.
Team Uppercut. Giant Gonzalez was drafted to play for the blank in the NBA.
I don't know. Sacramento Kings.
Atlanta Hawks. CM Punk held the WWE tag team titles with blank.
Kofi Kingston.
Correct. That's 5 correct.
Yeah.
For a total score of 10 and retaining the championship in a squeaker of sorts. At least with Ryan.
I'm calling a fix. It's a fucking fix. Come on.
Ugly but effective.
Come here, buddy.
Parv, you were very entertaining. I'll give you that. That was one of the more entertaining performances in Brainbuster history.
Say Parv, stop whining.
Parv, stop whining.
I'd like to thank all 3 of you for playing. You all did a great job. Parv, I don't care. That you got all, you were definitely, you get the most entertaining guest we've ever had on the show.
This is that time when IRS lost to PJ Walker or whoever it was. That's what happened.
Did you just call me BJ Walker? I don't even know who BJ Walker is.
PJ Walker? Just incredible, buddy.
Walker. Yeah, I know PJ Walker.
All right. Well, that's going to be wrapping things up for this very first edition of Brainbuster for the year 2016. I'd like to thank all of my guests, Ryan, Parv, and Marty. I'd also like to thank the one, the only, the brilliant Matt Denton on the board. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.